How to Apologize. Hi, this is Carl Bimshaw, and you're listening to another edition of Reflections on Leadership. Because so few get it right, here's a periodic reminder on how to properly apologize. No, just saying sorry isn't enough, and being inconvenienced by another's lack of belief in your remorse isn't their problem, it's yours. Also, don't demand an apology from those who wronged you. It's petty on your part, and it gives them false cover with forced insincerity. When you goofed, do the following. 1. Admit you have done something wrong, and you need to make up for it. This is an important point. You have to know that you've done something wrong. If you don't, there's no sense in apologizing because it'll just come across as insincere, which it is. 2. Take full responsibility for your actions and sincerely apologize to anyone you have harmed. There's no ifs or buts in this. You know you've harmed them. You see it in their reaction. 3. Apologize with urgency. Don't be tempted, particularly if you're in a corporate environment, to wait for the attorneys to finally craft everything and do some CYA damage control. While you're spending your time trying to craft your message perfectly, the anger is festering and you're causing more problems. That's the point of the apologizing with urgency. 4. Tell anyone you have harmed specifically what you did wrong and how you feel about what you did. This proves that you know what you did was wrong. And when you're specific, you can test for understanding to make sure that what you feel is wrong is what they think was wrong too, so that you're able to have some better communication. And letting them know how you feel about it brings some humanity back to you. Were you embarrassed? Were you ashamed? Were you thoughtless? 5, recognize that what you did is inconsistent with whom you want to be. We're all going to make mistakes. Life is a continuous, hopefully, improvement. And so if you're pushing barriers and trying to live outside your comfort zone, it's inevitable that you're going to make mistakes. But you won't be losing sight of your values. That would make you inconsistent. And so when you do that is when you want to apologize. 6, make amends and demonstrate your commitment to not repeat the act by changing your behavior. This is a difficult one because it's not just saying you're sorry, it's fixing it. Making amends is finding out from the people who you have harmed how you can make it better. And if it's within your control, be committed to trying to do something about it. You might not be able to, but doing that behavior is a change in your behavior, and that will help prove the sincerity of your apology. Finally, and a very important note, people are under no obligation to forgive you. Now, this only works if you feel remorseful. Yeah, you can try to fake it, but lack of sincerity tends to announce itself. So don't. Instead, own up and show some self-leadership.
Hey, one way you can continue to support this show is with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. Just click the link in the show notes. Thank you.